we had to ask our parents. So I would often go and ask my mother if I could go home with my friend. And I believe most of the time her answer was yes, but first you should go and ask Dad. And I believe that is very important in a home, that before one makes a decision about something, the other should know about it. Unity in a home is very important. If there is no unity in a home, then there will be no unity in the church. So the title for this morning's message can be Unity in the Church. If you would like, you can turn with me to Ephesians 4. I would like to read that whole chapter and share a few thoughts on it. So Ephesians 4, verse 1, says, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that ye walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. One God and Father over all, who is above all, and through you all, and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive, and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heavens, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, and some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, into a perfect man, into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, fitly joined together, and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, making increase to the body and to the edifying of itself in love. This I say therefore and testify in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk in the vanity of their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them because of the blindness of their heart, who being past filling have given themselves over into lasciviousness to work all uncleanness with greediness. But ye have not so learned Christ, if so be that ye have heard him and have been taught by him, as the truth is in Jesus, that ye put off concerning the former conversation the old man, which is corrupt according to the deceitful lust, and be renewed in the spirit of your mind, that ye put on the new man, which after God is created in righteousness and true holiness. Wherefore, putting away lying, speaking every man truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Be ye angry and sin not, let not the sun go down upon your wrath. Neither give place to the devil. Let him that stole steal no more, but rather let him labor, working with his hands the things which is good, that he may have to him to give to him that needeth. Let no corrupt communication proceed out your mouth, but that which is good to the use of edifying, that it may minister grace unto the hearers. And grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption. Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. And be ye kind to one another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, even as God for Christ's sake hath forgiven you. We see that this chapter talks about unity in the church and about the different gifts he gave. And it also talks about living as a new person. I believe we all know that unity does not just happen. Just like a beautiful garden don't just happen, we have to work at it. Often differences among people can lead to division, but this should not be true in the church. So how do we endeavor to keep the unity? I believe the answer is in verse 2. It says that, it says, with all lowliness and meekness, with long-suffering, forbearing one another in love. The word lowliness means freedom from pride, representing humility, humbleness of mind, or a modest view of one's own importance. It is a gentle attitude that serves others. The word meekness means mildness, a calm temper of mind, gentleness of spirit, and not easily provoked or irritated. It represents strength under control. The word long-suffering means bearing injuries, provocations, or trials for a long time without retaliation, anger, or giving up. Forbearing one another in love means patiently enduring the weakness, faults, and irritating behaviors of others with kindness rather than reacting with anger or judgment. It is active, affectionate tolerance that restrains personal temper and maintains unity by extending grace to others, just as Christ extends grace to believers. I believe that if we, each of us, can understand verse 2 and live that out in our lives, we would have unity in our homes and in the church. So we see in verse 11, it says, he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and teachers for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, into a perfect man, into the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So we see that the Holy Spirit has given each member special gifts for building up the church. Now that we have these gifts, it is crucial that we use them. God has given his church responsibility. Some of us can do one task and some can do another, but together we can obey God more fully than any of us could alone. It was human tendency to overestimate what we can do by ourselves and to underestimate what we can do as a group. But as the body of Christ, we can do more functioning things together than we would dream possible working by ourselves. So the last part of the chapter talks about living as a new person. Although we have a new nature, we don't automatically have all good thoughts and attitudes when we become new people in Christ. As you look over the last year, do you see a process of change for the better in your thoughts, attitudes, and actions? Although change may be slow, it comes about if you trust God to change you. Paul warns us against the bad language, meanness, anger, quarrels, harsh words, and bad attitudes towards others. Instead of acting that way, we should be forgiving, just as God has forgiven us. It is important that we act in love towards our brothers and sisters in Christ, just as God acted in love by sending his Son to die for our sins. When there is unity in a church, there is love and people are drawn together. I have an illustration here with some magnets, how love works. Just a simple illustration. When we keep our lives as an open book with nothing hidden, the church will be drawn together. Okay. And when the church is drawn together, and there is true love, you have a strong church, a church that is not easily separated. And it is important that we guard our hearts each day from the enemy because he hates unity. He hates when we're together and we do things together. He wants us to become easily offended, and he wants us to have bitterness and hatred in our hearts. And if we don't guard our hearts, and that happens, it will separate us. It will separate us from the love of God. And there will be no unity in the church. And if there is no unity, it is because there is no love. And if there is no love, we'll avoid one another. We'll avoid one another when there's no love in the church. We'll do our own thing. And that's a very dangerous place to be. It happens to many people where little things happen and bitterness starts, and soon they start avoiding each other. And many times this happens if they don't make things right with God. They fall off. But there's a way back if that takes place. If you forgive one another, and you can be drawn back to God. This little message is just a reminder of how important it is that we love one another and dwell in unity, no matter what people may do to us or what may come our way. I'd like to read Psalm 133 says, "Behold how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. It's like the precious ointment upon the head that ran down upon the beard, even Aaron's beard, that went down to the skirts of his garment, as a dew of Hermon, and as a dew that descends upon the mountain of Zion. For the Lord commanded the blessing, even life forevermore." We can also read in John 17, when Jesus was praying, that he prayed for us in that area. We can read John 17, it was Jesus' prayer. John 17, verse 23-26 is where he prayed for us, for unity. He prayed, "Neither pray I for these alone, but for them also, which shall believe on me through their word, that they all may be one, as I thou, that they all may be one, as thou, Father, art in me, and I in thee, that they also may be one in us, that the world may believe that thou hast sent me. And the glory which thou gavest me, I have given them, that they may be one, even as we are one. I in them, and thou in me, that they may be made perfect in one, that the world may know that thou hast sent me and hast loved me as thou hast loved them as thou hast loved me. Father, I will that they also whom thou hast given me be with me where I am, that they may behold my glory which thou hast given me, for thou lovest me before the foundation of the world. O righteous Father, the world hath not known thee, but I have known thee, and these have known that thou hast sent me. And I have declared unto them thy name, and will declare it, that the love wherewith thou hast loved me may be in them, and I in them." I'd like to read that his prayer also in the Amplified, the same verses. He prayed, "I do not pray for these alone. It is not for their sake only that I make this request, but also for all those who will ever believe and trust in me through their message, that they all may be one, just as you, Father, are in me, and I in you, that they also may be one in us, so that the world may believe without any doubt that you sent me. I have given to them the glory and honor which you have given me, that they may be one just as we are one. I in them and you in me, that they may be perfected and completed into one, so that the world may know without any doubt that you sent me, and that you have loved them just as you have loved me. Father, I desire that they also, whom you have given to me as your gift to me, may be with me where I am, so that they may see my glory, which you have given me, because you loved me before the foundation of the world. O just and righteous Father, although the world has not known you and has never acknowledged you and the revelation of your mercy, yet I have always known you, and these believers know without any doubt that you sent me. And I have made your name known to them and will continue to make it known, so that the love with which you have loved me may be in them, overwhelming their hearts, and I may be in them. So we see that Jesus prayed for all who would follow him, and he prayed for oneness. He wants us to be unified as a powerful witness to the reality of God's love. Are you hoping to unify the body of Christ, the church? You can pray for others, other Christians. Avoid gossip. Build others up. Work together in humility. Give your time and money. Lift Christ up. And refuse to get sidetracked arguing over divisive matters. And remember that it is the will of God that we all dwell together in unity. And that's my heart, that would take place here. That we would guard our hearts and dwell together in unity and stay open with each other. And that's about all I have. Hopefully you could get something out of that. And may the Lord bless you.